This is the Business English Podcast, episode 238. Be prepared for impromptu English.
Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
I'm feeling great. Ooh, have you ever had to give an impromptu speech, Michelle?
Ooh,
I think you're probably pretty good at this.
Well, it would depend on how well I know the topic, but
yes.
Certainly I, in general, I'm okay with that. I've talked a little bit. I used to do improv and I am a theater person. And also I think this podcast certainly helps prepare us for that. Everything we do is, I mean, planned, but also a little bit off the cuff because we don't script out the whole show, right?
That actually would be a good reason for our listeners to experiment with starting a podcast just for fun as a hobby, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
I love that idea. I endorse that idea fully.
I endorse it. Yes. But Lindsay, what does impromptu mean, actually?
Impromptu is the opposite of prepared, basically. It's just off the cuff, spur of the moment, spontaneous. You have
not
to come
planned.
Up with something.
Yep.
Yeah, not planned.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah. When might somebody have to make an impromptu speech?
I mean, definitely at a meeting. When you're introducing someone, you may be asked randomly to give a toast at a work event.
Yeah.
I think usually at weddings, your person would let you know ahead of time that you need to do a speech, hopefully.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to talk about this more in a second. But guys, we want to remind you, if you haven't already, please hit the follow button wherever you are listening to the Business English Podcast so you never miss anything.
Love it. All right. So we have a great question from a listener today.
Yeah.
From Jay Hanrain. I'm not sure if this was in Spotify or Apple Podcasts, but either way, the listener just asked, how can I make an impromptu speech?
Yeah.
Okay, very
short
straightforward
and sweet.
Question.
Good question. Yes. Yeah. This is really good. So I'm excited to talk about this. Let's talk about, you know, if you are preparing for this and what I mean is a speech can be impromptu, but you can always have a certain level of how prepared you are, right?
Ooh,
so this is the idea is you should be prepared. Know your stuff just in general, okay?
Yeah.
So there are certain kinds of impromptu speeches that may come up. We talked about it, maybe in a meeting, maybe introducing somebody, a toast, right? So you should know the general way to introduce yourself, general ways to transition, to conclude. If you have those things under your belt that you've practiced and just know the general idea of how these speeches are made, then you're going to be more comfortable. So get yourself ready beforehand. So even though it's impromptu, you're more so filling in the blank and it will be, you'll be a little bit more relaxed in the moment. Right.
Yeah. I like that. So you're saying, Michelle, it's really about preparing the English phrases and vocabulary that we need for these moments, the introduction, the transition, the conclusion. And then it's like we have a template, kind of like we do on IELTS for every kind of essay on the exam over on IELTS Energy Podcast. We give you templates. Then you fill in the content. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a template in the way of, okay, I have this memorized, right? We don't want to be robotic and just seem like we have everything memorized. Right. But the idea is, if you are in a situation, this listener is probably asking this question for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe this person has been asked to make an impromptu speech. Maybe it happens a lot at meetings. Pay attention to where in your life this could happen to you, right? So if you are at work, right, this is the Business English Podcast. So let's say that every Monday your team has a meeting and you have to go around and report certain things.
That's
impromptu. It could change week to week, but there are certain basic things that we can have prepared just in the background all the time.
Yeah. So it's like, it's impromptu, but expected.
Right.
I like that idea.
Right. Yeah. Right. So guys, we have really done a lot about public speaking on the podcast. So if you haven't listened already, this is way back. This is on our other show, All Ears English. This is episode 1789, is 3 strategies for nerves during business English presentations. And then Lindsay, you wanted to recommend another podcast.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind as another resource for you guys is the podcast called Think Fast, Talk Smart. It's by Stanford professor Matt Abrahams. He's a friend of ours, friend of the show. We've done some collaborations with him. He's been on the show, and we will be collaborating with him this fall for some additional episodes. But he really focuses on spontaneous speaking, and his show's popular. It will give you a lot of additional tips and tricks, guys. So go over and check that out. Good
stuff.
That's
great. That's great. Yeah. Guys, the other thing you can do is practice your skills with a friend, make it a game, maybe like improv. Here, for example, a game could be you put topics in a hat. Everybody writes a topic on a slip of paper, and you cut them up and you put it into a hat, and you draw a piece of paper out of the hat, and you have to talk about that topic for 2 minutes. So overall, this is getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I feel like I heard that recently on a Peloton ride. So
that's not your quote, Michelle. No,
recently. Yeah, but it's true, right? To start just getting yourself used to that feeling of, okay, now you. Okay, now it's your turn to talk.
Yeah, right? You're right. I totally agree. There is a level of practice. I think a lot of times we think we'll be a victim of this scenario. Someone points at us and says, speak. But no, there's something that we can do. It's like a muscle. We fine-tune the muscle. And I think, as we said at the top of the show, podcasting is one way to do that. I think you do develop a certain level of confidence in spontaneity when you're podcasting, when you're presenting frequently, when you're playing games, where you're on stage. Anything you can do to get yourself, build that muscle. It's like a muscle in the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, now, so my son is starting to understand what a podcast is. And so now, so now he makes podcasts. Oh. This is just new this week, so I hadn't told you yet, but it's on a video. And I started to realize that we video him on our phone so frequently that I think he thinks he's on some sort of reality show.
Well, he knows that his mom's a podcaster. Yeah.
So now I'll tape it. I'll start the video, and out of nowhere, he started just describing what he's doing. He'll say, okay, so over the weekend, we did this.
And that is so cute. Oh my gosh.
It is so cute. So now he'll say, okay, so I want to do another podcast. So
oh my gosh.
It is true. And so I'm thinking of it in that way for him. He is, you know, it's a good skill as well for anybody, really.
Yeah. That's adorable. I love that show.
Maybe he'll be a guest on our show.
A guest. Yes. Guest appearance.
When you're in a high-stakes business meeting or on an important phone call in English, it's not the time to realize that your preparation has fallen short. That's why we recommend that you develop a consistent habit of learning a little bit each day with a trusted language learning app like Rosetta Stone. Honestly, when it came to learning French, textbooks never worked for me. I needed something more immersive where I could get immediate feedback on my pronunciation to know if I'm saying the word right or wrong. This is the great thing about Rosetta Stone. They have a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Plus, it's convenient, which is why I know it will work for you. Rosetta Stone has both a desktop and an app option with Audio Companion, and you have the ability to download lessons offline. So get started with Rosetta Stone today so that you don't miss this special deal. For a limited time, All Ears English listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/AEE. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today.
Okay, Michelle. All right, we're back. So here we go. So I love that idea. And so now we see some of the things that we can do. We know that it's a muscle, building the muscle. Yeah. So there's the other thing to acknowledge is there's no way you're going to know all the facts that you need to say when you're asked to speak in an impromptu nature, right? That's why if you have the templates, if you have the muscle built of being confident, just speaking off the cuff, it is okay if you don't have all the information, all the content perfectly correct or exactly what you need to say. You know what I mean? It can kind of compensate. Yeah.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So I think in the moment when, okay, all right, Lindsay, make the speech, right? Okay. Yes. Stay calm, breathe, try and focus. Breathe, that's first and foremost, right? Breathing, like it really does so much. It sounds so deep cliche, breathing. Deep breaths, but it really does help. It helps your nervous system. It helps everything. Helps you focus. And
I mean, it tells your body, it tells your, what is it? It's your parasympathetic nervous system to come forward, come to the foreground and put your sympathetic nervous system, which I think is what's going crazy with anxiety. It says, you go to the background. We need the parasympathetic nerve. I hope I didn't get those screwed up. I think that's right. It tells a different nervous system.
It sounded very smart.
In the driver's seat. Yeah, it really literally shifts your brain chemistry. So huge deal. Yeah.
Huge deal. And then a strategy is think of some key words. We're just going to, think of a few key words that we want to have. So choose three, right? Okay, these are a couple words that are going to be key that I want to remember. And then if you can take some notes, you could also just write down some of the main points. Like Lindsay said, it doesn't need to be perfect with all the linking words, just the main words. And again, if you've already been practicing and working out that muscle, then you don't need to write all the other things. You'll already know, okay, well, this is how I'm going to introduce myself. This is how I'm going to fit. Yeah, these are some of the main formats I want to use, the template of what I want to say. And now you're plugging in the information. So you can just take a few notes.
Yeah, I love that idea. I love that idea, Michelle. And then once you've done the preparation or you are about to stand up, being present is the best antidote to being nervous, right? Because we interviewed Hadar Shemesh on All Ears English, and she made an important point and said, you can't have two thoughts at the same time. So once you're standing up there, let's say it's Monday morning, it's 8 a.m., group meeting, team meeting, your boss has said, Michelle, tell me about our status with our marketing in Asia. Go. Yeah. Stand up. At that point, you have a choice. You can either think, I'm nervous, and honestly get kind of not perform very well, or you can decide to be present and focus in the moment and then probably perform better. Right? You can't do both in the same moment. So that's an important point.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Keep your mind focused. You're only focusing on one thing. And then guys, overall, I touched on this before, but now that we've talked about this, take note in your life where this may come up. Right. So take note of, I do always have a meeting at this time. And sometimes they ask people to speak. So take note of that. Right. So these can be where can be a good starting place. Okay. So sometimes I go to this event and they ask if anybody wants to say anything. People can say, right. And so look in your life where this may happen. And then you can work from there.
That's a really good point. It's kind of opening your brain box. In certain scenarios, you walk into certain parties where maybe you have a friend that you know tends to put people on the spot for whatever reason. Yeah, they just do that. Then you walk into that party every time there's a party there and you know, hey, I may be asked to speak spontaneously. I'm going to have these vocabulary words ready, right? Mm-hmm. That's really good. That's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So I wrote, if time, we can play this game, but I don't know if you want to.
Do we have time? Let's see. Now, yeah, you want me to be on the spot, Michelle?
Yes. Okay. So I came up with two topics. If you want, you can switch the topic for me because I just wrote it for both of us. I'm going to time you. Okay. So you're going to, Lindsay is going to speak for 1 minute, and your topic is a toast to Jessica. You're giving a toast
and
to
what
Jessica.
Is the context of the toast? Is it a birthday toast? Is it
a birthday toast? A birthday
toast. How about a 9 years at All Ears English toast?
A 9 years at All Ears English toast. Okay. Do you need time? Do you need a few seconds
to
prepare?
Michelle. I'm
you
ready. I'm ready.
All right. Ready. Just 1 minute. Just a 1 minute toast. All right. Ready?
A 1 minute toast. Okay.
All right. Go.
All right. So I would like to take this opportunity to make a toast to our valued team member, Jessica. Jessica has been a member of our team and our incredible community here at All Ears English for the last 9 years. I remember the season when she started working with us at All Ears English. It was the fall of 2014, and she has come in and added so much to our team's energy, our sense of purpose here at All Ears English. She drove our direction in moving towards the training for the IELTS exam. She became our initial thought leader within the IELTS, within our line of business, preparing students for IELTS. And more than just content, she motivates students. It really is inspiring to hear the energy in her voice on the IELTS Energy podcast and when we occasionally hear her on Business English or All Ears English, and just being able to insert energy into the others, into students, and motivate them to be prepared for the exam, to reach for their goals, and to know that learning English is about so much more than just the language. It's about connection. Boom.
Okay. Wow. That was a minute and 15 seconds. I let you keep going because it was so beautiful.
Was it?
Okay. Wow. We gotta send this to Jessica. Wow. She will be so, this is a great, good day for Jessica. That was very nicely done. So I was kind of taking a little bit of a few notes on what you were doing there.
Okay. What did I do? I don't know. It's a blur. I feel like I can't even remember. Right?
No, it really was very nice and very true. And Jessica, I love Jessica. So
for sure.
You started out. Oh, I would like to take this opportunity to toast with Jessica. 9 years. You also went into the past, right? You said, I remember when she started. You told a story was interesting. You told the story about, okay, how it was when she started and specific things she's done, not only the tasks she's done, but also her character, what she brings to the team, not only with just her tasks and the actual things she's done, but also just her character, the energy she brings. So I think that this would be a good activity if you do with your friend, have your friend take notes. What did you say? Let's deconstruct.
Ooh, I love that idea. And I think it's really valuable falling back on, we use the word templates, but it might be keywords or frames. It's always good if you know that you're looking to speak for a certain amount of time, going back into history, setting the stage, something like I remember when, super valuable because that spreads out the time across the past, the present, the future. I didn't have time to get into it. If I had thought about that for another second before we say go, I may have said past, present, future. Right?
Right. That's good. That's really good. So, anyway, so very nice, Lindsay. I don't know how our time is today, if I'm supposed to do it or not.
No, that's great. So I think I was going to say something else and then you took me by surprise, but that's what this is about. This is impromptu speaking. And, you know, there is a level of anxiety that might come up in everyone when we're asked to come up with something. Like in my mind, I felt like I was repeating certain words too much. I felt like I was saying energy too much. I'm not sure if it came off that way, but we have to be present in these moments. And honestly, if you're not given any time to prepare, just focus on doing the very best you can. Yeah. You know, that's what we have to do.
Totally agree. Well, Lindsay, I think we should wrap it up for today.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's wrap it up. I would also say just one final thing is a way to, if you really want to improve your speaking skills and reach the next level, things we can do are join Toastmasters. That's something we could
do. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Toastmasters.
You could also enroll and prepare for the IELTS exam because the IELTS exam has the speaking sections 1, 2, and 3. It is spontaneous speaking. You don't know what they're going to ask you. So if you spend 6 months preparing for that exam, you could inherit or build some key skills that could take you way beyond the exam, where the exam's not the point. Your job is the point, or your university degree is the point, but it's a way of giving yourself a stage for practicing. Okay.
Definitely. I love it. Okay. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Lindsay. Good job. And guys, definitely stay calm in these situations. Work that muscle before you get to it and always be looking, when could this happen to me? When might somebody say, make a speech about this? Let's go. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're prepared, the more prepared you are on the back end, the less impromptu it will feel.
I love it. Work that muscle before you get to it. Very profound. Love it.
All right. All right. Love it. Okay.
Good stuff today. Fun. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.